And each one of them, you know, in their own way, have different ideas about energy policies. The Speaker, Newt, he's against the frivolous lawsuits, for instance. Lawsuit abuse is a big thing to our industry.
Gingrich has talked about trying to discourage frivolous lawsuits by putting it on whoever is the loser in the lawsuit to pay the legal costs, which puts an extra burden certainly on plaintiffs. He's also been promising to get gas prices below $2.50 a gallon with more domestic production. Do you think that's possible?
This is a global market when you talk about oil. And global means that we don't set that price. The guy that sets the price is the guy that's got the most oil, and that is OPEC. And they're happy with $90 oil plus. And believe me, if oil got down to $70, you'd see OPEC close that valve real quick and take oil out of the marketplace and drive the prices back up. If we were producing much more oil, then our prices that we're paying for oil could decline. See, natural gas prices in Asia are right around $9 to $10, $11 an MCF. Here it's $2.30. Because we are our own little private market here now, because we have our own natural gas and so much of it. So more production would be very helpful.
Now Mitt Romney has talked about streamlining regulation. That's been his biggest line, is streamlining regulation and fast-tracking the approval process to get new development going.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that's just the Keystone Pipeline, for instance. I mean, that project has been trying to get permitted for a few years now, and then it gets bogged down because of, you know, the president didn't want to do it. Well, not that he doesn't want to. He's going to do it. But, you know, when you get in the Gulf of Mexico and you start dealing with these permits, it's easy for them to tie us up with all the bureaucracy. So fast-tracking permitting system, as long as it's safe and environmentally sound, that's a good thing.
Santorum has been talking over and over. His emphasis has been more on lifting the moratoriums. Is there a particular point of emphasis that you think is the right one?
No, I think it's a combination. You know, I think lifting the bans that we have are very important. One of the things that I have to say about Santorum is, I mean, he's a believer of taking away what he calls, as well as the president calls, subsidies to the oil and gas industry. Now, that gives me heartburn. There's a big difference between a subsidy and a tax credit. For instance, when we take the risk, we drill a well, we have a discovery, we then can deduct these expenses that we've incurred from our income. That is not a subsidy.
Over the last 3 years under the Obama administration, have things gotten better or worse in terms of the ease of doing business?
Oh, they've gotten much more difficult. When he came on board, we could drill on the East Coast and the West Coast, and we were getting ready to drill off of Florida. He did shut down the East Coast, the West Coast, and also Alaska.
Now, how much of that came as a reaction to the Deepwater Horizon spill?
Oh, just Florida was the Deep Horizon. I mean, the president, and it's no secret, the president's not in love with fossil fuels, and he does not like the oil and gas industry.
It sounds to me like you are quite convinced that having one of these Republican candidates in the Oval Office would be an improvement for Louisiana and probably the nation in that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah, certainly would be.